You're listening to episode 66, brought to you by BioClarity and FabFitFun. For 50% off your first month of a routine with BioClarity, just go to bioclarity.com and enter the code LOVELY. And for $10 off your first FabFitFun box, just go to fabfitfun.com and enter the code LOVELY10. Listening to Cultivating the Lovely with Mackenzie Monroe from cultivatingthelovely.com. That's me. And I'm Bold Turquoise across pretty much all social media. And
Jody McKenna from jodymckenna.com and wisehouseoils.com. And today we're going to be talking about kids' bedrooms, because if you look at Pinterest, I think it can be pretty intimidating.
Yeah,
and sure. Helpful. But yes. There's a good happy medium, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And I think we need to talk about why it's important to put some thought into our kids' bedrooms. Especially for me, coming from a place where I had tried to put some thought into my kids' bedrooms in the house we used to live in, but there are always things standing in my way, either financially, I felt like, or just complicated things that made it so I couldn't do with their spaces what I wanted to be able to do to make them feel like intentional spaces. But I think that we all kind of want that, like, you know the difference. You can kind of feel it in your bones when you walk into a space that has been purposefully and intentionally crafted versus one that's just been thrown together with, we just found this here, we found this there, here's a poster out of the back of a magazine. Not that there's anything wrong with those posters, but I think that you can do something more with them. You can make it feel like the choices of what's in the room were made with purpose.
Right. I agree.
And you've really done this.
Yeah, I have. I remember because I have a friend who she decorated her house in such a way that I remember every time I go there, I feel like I don't feel like I'm welcome here. I feel like I need to fit in as part of the decorations here, or maybe I should leave. You know, like, it just wasn't cozy. And it's very interesting because you see a lot reflected even in her children that really resemble the way her house is decorated.
Interesting.
And we gave a lot of thought. Like, one of the things is I know that, you know, I took your spirituality gifts. Mm-hmm. And one of mine is hospitality. And
I could see that.
And I've learned a lot from my mother-in-law, too, because she loves entertaining people, having people stay with them and things like that. So I've learned a lot from her over the years. And then when I was finally, like, the fog was lifted and I was really thinking about how I wanted to decorate the current house that we lived in. And we need to back up a little bit. When we moved into this house, every single room was varying shades of white. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I loved that because I was very, very just down in the dumps. Yeah. And so all this white coming from our old house, like, it was like ray of sunshine when I walked into a room, even if it was gloomy outside, because everything was white. Mm-hmm. But then when I decided I really want to have more fun, I took a look at these white walls and I was like, man, it feels like we're in prison.
Yeah.
And I was like, this isn't fun. This isn't delightful. And I read one of Sally Clarkson's books and she talked about, you know, intentionally having an art book out and, you know, very intentional about the way things are decorated. And I read The Nester's book and how she uses things, even if they're broken. She uses them. And so I hung a tambourine. It was my mom's tambourine when she was a little girl. Mm-hmm. And it had this big rip in it. But yet that's one of the that's a focal piece on a wall for us.
Yeah.
And the kids' instrument. So it's a focal piece. Those are part of our decorations. So, yeah, I mean, there's so much you can do in your house or really your kids' bedrooms that you may already have. But it's just where you place it. And the story that you give it.
Yeah, placing it with intentionality. It just is, it's different. It's like, okay, I'm going to give this a space on the wall instead of stuffing it in a corner or having it be clutter. It's actually giving it a purpose and the stories behind it too. Like letting your kids know why the things are there. So you recently, though, like you did the overhaul for your kids' bedrooms.
Yes, I did.
So walk us through your process.
So we have four kids, and the three boys were once upon a time all in the same room. So there was a bunk bed and then one twin on the floor. And when my eldest turned 12, he went away with his dad on the not weekend to remember the class, the marriage conference, but anyways, like the passport purity weekend
Okay.
with his dad. And we made that kind of a rite of passage, like, okay, we're giving you, because we did have a spare bedroom, so we moved him into that spare bedroom, and we let him kind of pick a theme, which he wanted guitars, and we let him pick his wall color out, and so we just painted it. It's like two different shades of blue, and then this lime green is where is on the chair railing.
Oh, fun.
But I went to Hobby Lobby for his room, and we had this very nominal budget. I think it might have been 50, and he picked out a set of six little tiny squares of different guitars, and then this guitar iron thing to hang his backpack up. And I think that was it. And then we just used, he had a bunch of taekwondo boards, and so we stacked those up in an interesting design, and then we put his Awana awards kind of on those taekwondos. So it's kind of taekwondo board, so it's kind of like not a shrine because that would be weird,
Yeah,
but
like
just this art,
award, yeah.
yeah, like really showcasing what he'd
Yeah.
accomplished and what he was proud of.
That's
And
cool.
so his room is very open, because he just likes space and he doesn't want clutter. And so it's a dark room. It's kind of like a man cave, except his school desk is right in front of the window.
Oh, nice.
And so it's neat that I can walk into his room and I can actually see what he's looking at on his computer, because that's very important.
Yeah.
And so he can't really hide, and then he chooses to look out the window. So it's not like it's a dark, even though it is a dark room, I know that he's actually choosing to look at light instead of, like,
Yeah.
staying in a man cave.
Yeah.
Now, his siblings, his other two brothers, we got rid of the bunk beds. That was mainly because we had gotten bed bugs from a 5-star hotel.
Oh.
That's a whole nother, that'd be a
Yeah.
whole nother
That was
podcast,
a whole
but
thing.
yeah, a whole
Yeah.
nother thing. But we did get rid of them chemical free, I will say that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it can be done, and that's the best way, the safest way, and the most efficient way. But anyways, they chose an army theme. And
And
so
you went pretty wild with that.
I did. I did use Pinterest for their room and just looked up army, like how to paint camouflage. And so once again, we got the paint, and initially I chose really, really cheap paint,
Yeah.
but I did learn
Yeah, I
that
remember this.
cheap paint, yes, I think you and I had a discussion about this.
Yeah.
Cheap paint is cheap paint for a reason.
Yeah.
And so, cheap paint can be fine if your wall is solid. And so it's easy to go over it 5 times.
Yeah.
But cheap paint is not easy when you're doing camouflage and you're doing these blobs that are like 4 or 5 inches big and not straight lines.
Yeah.
So I learned the hard way. I should have gone for a thicker, more versatile paint. But
You live,
anyways,
you learn.
yes. And so the focal piece of theirs is the camouflage, which actually was insanely easy to, because you just do blobs and then you connect the blobs all together.
Yeah.
Like it was ridiculously easy. The biggest learning curve is like just not dropping paint on the floor. Also, like, don't put too much paint on your brush. And then I found a really cheap camouflage netting
Oh,
that's
cool.
really used for hunters. And so we actually drape that a little bit on the ceiling and down a wall. And so it creates some dimension.
Yeah.
And the kids have some lights stuck in there, like Christmas lights stuck in there. And then we added, we have, do you guys have Meijer?
No.
It's like a Walmart, but it's Meijer.
Okay.
And so I went to Meijer and they had these beanbag chairs that are camo that were like 70% off. You know, and that's nice. The thing is when you're doing your kids' room, yep. you just kind of lay low, wait, look,
yes.
look on the sale racks, and then boom, you'll find a winner. Like you just yeah. have to be patient.
Yep.
And so these beanbag chairs were like 70% off, and I took those.
Mm-hmm.
So they each have them, but quite honestly, I wish I hadn't have done it because they haven't navigated or learned how to keep their room really clean.
Mm.
And so they just use that for their clean clothes.
Sure.
Instead of hanging their clean clothes
yeah.
up.
I can see that, how that would happen.
So their room was a little bit more expensive than Asher's room.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because I duplicated everything. But
yeah.
like their comforter is camo, but each of their comforters was $20. The chairs were $20. And then we got them identical matching like nightstands from Target, and those I got on sale, and I think nice. Each of those was like $25.
Mm-hmm.
So it was still cheaper.
Yeah. yeah.
And I chose to focus on the painting rather than elaborate pieces and
yeah.
all new like drawers and stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
But I wanted to make sure that they each had their own space, because one thing my sister-in-law taught me is that, you know, when people are all in one area and living mm-hmm. in one room, and I remember this in India, I think we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
But you have to have space
yeah.
to think and to be yourself. And when you don't have those opportunities where you have that space or can claim something as yours,
yeah.
you end up forming those walls in your brain and in your head.
Yeah.
And those form emotional walls. And mm-hmm. so you do have to give your kids and really even yourself a place that's yours.
Yep.
No matter how small it is, a place that's definitely yours that you call your own, whether it's even a trunk. Like the kids know anything that's in the trunks that's at the foot of their bed and their grandma got them for them. Whenever they turn a certain age, they all got a trunk.
Mm-hmm.
That's theirs. Nobody yeah. touches it. Nobody gets in it. And if that's the only emotional space you can give them, then the trunk is worth it.
Yeah.
You know, even if they have to share some other aspect of the room, they still have something that's theirs.
Hey, ladies, you know that I am all about facial care and especially facial care products that are green. Well, I want to tell you about a company that literally makes green, as in the color, as well as in the philosophy, facial care products. And this company is BioClarity. They are a clean and green, gentle skincare line that helps me get naturally glowing skin that's 100% vegan and cruelty-free. I've recently been using their clear skin routine, which to be honest, I didn't really think that I was going to need in my mid-30s until, hello, I had a breakout in my mid-30s. Anybody been there? So I started using their clean skin routine, which is just 3 easy steps, cleanse, treat, and restore. And I love that it contains nourishing plant extracts like chamomile, green tea, cucumber, licorice root, oat kernel, plus Floralux, which is this amazing ingredient that they've derived straight from the chlorophyll in plants that helps with breakouts, it soothes my skin, it minimizes redness, it reduces my pore size. Like I said, mid-30s, that's happening. It helps even out my skin tone, and with its antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties, it really feeds my skin from the outside in. It's like green juice for my face. I also truly love how fresh it feels when I put it on my face. There are no fragrances added. It just feels simple and clean and nourishing. So if you would like to detox and rebalance your skin with BioClarity and have it delivered straight to your door, just go to bioclarity.com, where my listeners get their first month for 50% off a routine, plus shipping is free. And it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. But in order to get that, you need to make sure to enter the code LOVELY. Again, that's bioclarity.com. Enter the code LOVELY to get 50% off your first month of a routine. Yeah, it just gives you ownership.
Like yes.
You want to have that sense of place. Like, this belongs mm-hmm. to me. I have some sort of control over it. I think that's just really important for anybody And especially as kids are entering like the ages you were talking about, like more
Yeah.
the adolescence where they're trying to really figure out who they are. I mean, I'm really seeing that as, I mean, we don't have a place yet. I'm going to talk in a minute more about kind of how we're trying to sort of give them some of that sense of place here. But I mean, we're definitely, we have our eyes on the future of when we finally get into a place. And I mean, in a way, it's, we have this luxury of slowly picking things up because we're here, and you know, so I can pick up things here and there. But it's definitely, we very intentionally thought about it moving forward, and I've really involved the kids in what their vision for their space is, because I think it's important to get their opinion on it, but then also to help guide them in that, because it's like with my little girls, okay, they're 3 and 5. But they're not always going to be 3 and 5. I don't want everything they pick to be so dated that we're going to have to totally redo this room in, you know, just a few more years. I want
strawberry
it to be
shortcake wallpaper everywhere, right?
Yes. Yes. My little ponies and Barbies and, you know, like they, that's not going to last. And not that they have to be in love with this forever, but I feel like we've come to a pretty good happy medium of finding pieces that they will enjoy now, but can also enjoy as they grow. I have to say that the Target pillow fort line is so well done in this way.
Yes.
Like it's geared for kids, but they can really grow with it. I was able to find stuff all the way from my 3-year-old up to my 12-year-old that they feel comfortable with, they feel like represents them. And so it's been really fun to get comforters, and even like the girls' comforters we got because they needed comforters, just period. They needed comforters. So we bought ones that were cute and that matched and that had like both their colors in them and everything. But then they also had been given duvet covers. And so I felt like, well, we had to get a comforter anyway, so we might as well have gotten one that could be versatile when maybe they get tired of the duvet cover, because it's cute and it's mermaids, but maybe they won't want mermaids forever. We can easily take that off and they still have a cute comforter. We don't have to buy it all the way over again, you know? So trying to think down the road with some of those things. And with my boys, I mean, they are definitely aging out of, you know, like the more kid kind of stuff.
You know?
They want more of that manly kind of space. I bought Roman a big palette sign from Hobby Lobby. So again, it wasn't very expensive. Half the time their stuff is like 50% off.
Yeah.
And it says man cave, and it's a good size sign. So it takes up a lot of wall space and can really make a statement in his room, but it just will fit over his bed. And I lucked out. I found these great beds from Walmart that were actually, they're bunk beds, but you can split them and have them be separate.
Seriously?
Yeah. And so for under $350, I was able to get 4 beds for the kids.
Wow.
And that was something that was really important to me, because in our old house, it was like mattresses on the floor, never really finding bed frames that fit well in the house because we had those like sloped ceilings in the upstairs and it was difficult to find things. And so when I found these, it was just like the perfect answer. If we end up getting a place that we need them to be bunk beds because we don't have very much space, then it'll work. But if not, they can be separate. And we got the girls' white ones and the boys' gray ones. And I'm just so excited to kind of see it coming together before we even have a place. And like you were saying, watching for sales, I found this great little table and metal chairs from Fred Meyer, and they were 50% off. I would not have bought them at the normal price for my girls, but it'll be this great little workspace that they could have in their room. And, you know, it's just collecting as you go to end up with that end result. You know, go ahead and pin away, like, see what your vision is so that you know what you're working towards, but then you can find the sale items and in places you don't expect. Like, I would have never thought I would buy beds from Walmart. But I have friends whose kids have them and have had these beds for 5 years or whatever, and they've stood up to the test of time. And so I was like, okay, you know, I can handle the Walmart bed. It's cute. It works. And that's really what we need at this point.
So is it a metal bed or a wood bed?
It's wood.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good deal then.
Yeah. I really feel like it is. So yeah, I was really excited, and it's just, yeah, it's slowly coming together and seeing what things are most important to them. You know, my 12-year-old definitely, he wants a space for his Legos. It's very important to him, and he wants a comfortable chair to sit in, you know, and so it's just pulling all those pieces together where I have the whole house to think about. But I really, something that, especially because we've been in transition for so long, I want that once they get into their bedrooms, they feel like, oh, I'm at home. I have a place to rest my soul, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it should be a bit of a sanctuary.
Yes.
I think. And, like, we don't even let our kids have friends upstairs in their bedrooms.
That's smart.
Well, number one, they're getting older, that it's like, yeah, I don't know that you should do that. But
yeah.
Number two, it's just, no, that is our personal private space.
Yeah.
And the rest of our house is basically fair game. But that space where we can just let our guard down.
Yeah.
And just be us. And it's our space.
I think that's really smart to kind of protect that space.
Mm-hmm.
I actually read a book, and it was a fictional book. I can't remember which one it was, but it's one of Robin Jones Gunn, Christy Miller series books of, like, the older years. And they had some people come stay with them. Us. What am I talking about? I am not Christy Miller.
Time traveler.
I know. I can embody her because I've known her since I was 12. Okay. So she had people come stay with them, and they gave their master bedroom to them while they were staying with them. Mm-hmm. And over time, it really wore on her to the point where she was like, I can't do this anymore. I can't give up that space. I need that place to go back to.
Yeah.
And even my parents, like, staying here, there's a certain point where it's like they just need their room to be their room. Mm-hmm. Us, you know, to a certain extent, we have to use it. Eliana has to have a place to nap. You know, I mean, like there is that. But, you know, come a certain time in the evening, it's like no more. Nobody go in Nana and Papa's room. You know, that is their space. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important. And I wanted to hit on how we're kind of doing that here, because I've had a few moms, quite a few actually, more than I expected, reach out to me saying they're actually a very similar place as we are. They're staying with family, they're in transition. And I think it can be really hard when, I mean, we don't even have a room that is designated as ours here. Like, the girls and I sleep on the living room floor. Judah kind of floats around to where he decides to sleep. But Roman mostly sleeps on this landing area in the upstairs between the bedrooms. And it's been hard to establish space for them. But there have been a few small things that I've done. First of all my kids are color-coded. So they each got...
I learned that from you.
Yes. It's essential. If you have more than one child, you need a color coding system. So I ended up buying bins very early on, just like those foldable bins from Target. Mm-hmm. And so they each have one in their color that goes like under the TV stand in the living room. So, I mean, mostly right now that kind of holds like school stuff and some random toys that we have more readily accessible. But they know, like, their bin has their stuff in it. So that's been one way that I've done that. Being able to find just some spare corner to stuff Roman at night up on the landing has really allowed him to feel like, okay, I'm not sleeping with my sisters. This is kind of my space. I can go to bed later than them. And so that's been a big thing. And he has a big bookshelf right next to him. Aww. And so he'll typically kind of keep his glasses there, or the book that we're reading together before bed, or, you know, like, he has kind of his little setup that he does at night, like with his water and everything. So he's kind of been able to have that space. And then something I just got, and I don't know if they're going to work, so I could come back later and be like, that was a terrible idea. And it's an as seen on TV product. So,
yes.
You know,
what
I mean,
is this?
Okay. Well, we sleep in the living room and the curtains are real, like, they don't keep out any light. And I've been noticing as it's staying lighter later and later, this is becoming a huge problem for the girls going to sleep. And so we've tried the sleeping masks, but, you know, getting a 3-year-old to wear a sleeping mask is really not very successful. And so I found these dream tents that are basically, they look like a big sail, and they kind of, they wrap around the bed and then tuck under the mattress with these kind of like little anchor things.
Yes. And my mom got them for our kids.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, when they're at her house. Oh, yes.
Yeah. They both picked out unicorn dream tents. And I may end up even having to cover them up with a blanket to make them like even darker, because they definitely, you know, they're not, their purpose is not to keep out light. But I needed something that I could kind of canopy over their beds.
Yes.
To help them wind down in the evening, because, I mean, we're fairly far north. We get to the point where it doesn't get dark until 10 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And Mama can't handle them staying up till 10 o'clock.
Right.
Say that. So I'm really hoping that this not only like helps to kind of set the mood for bedtime, like they have their specific spot they sleep in. It's not like they're moving around every night. But these dream tents also, like, they have a little pocket in them. And like, I hope it kind of helps create that sense of place and sanctuary for them as they're going to bed each night. Like, this is my spot, my little space. And so we'll see, that to be continued on that one. But I'm kind of excited about it and hope that it is effective for the girls.
Now, do yours kind of glow in the dark initially at first, too?
I'm really hoping not.
Oh, so you haven't really tried it out yet?
No, like literally bought them today. Got really desperate last night and was like, something has to be done. So bought them today, but yeah. I'm hoping they're not the glow ones. They don't say they're the glow ones. Yeah. I was trying to avoid that, but we'll see.
I will say, like, I do think, like, it helps. So you're right. It doesn't totally get all the light out. But when the kids have stayed, specifically, my mom got it for Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we stay at my parents' down in Florida, Asher gets to sleep in the big bed, and then Naomi's on an air mattress below that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was having a hard time sleep. And my mom was like, well, get that little tent out. And it's just this kind of dome that goes over her. And she was able to focus and just go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then the same thing when she was at my parents this past weekend, Brian and I were up in Canada. She once again, even though she had a whole room to herself, like, it's just too much. Like, there's too much to see and to look at. And so it just creates that smaller space.
Yeah.
So your brain can rest and you're in, like you said, you're in your space and then just fall asleep.
Yeah. Kind of like creating your own little bubble cocoon. I've noticed that even I kind of cocoon myself in at night. Like, I put my mattresses right up against the couch, and I have this big body pillow in there with me on the other side, and it just, there's something about it, it just makes you feel more secure and kind of nestled in. And so I'm hoping these little tent things do the same thing for the girls, of just helping them calm down. And so there's little ways that you can try to still make them feel like, you know, they have a little bit of ownership over space. They have this big beanbag chair that I bought for the girls' room. It was for Eliana's birthday. And they don't use that as much as I'd hoped. But, you know, just it's kind of a game of try it, see what works, and then try something else.
I think those beanbag chairs, like, for some reason, we all think we have to have one. Like, they're the coolest things ever. And then you get them, and they're not as awesome as they look.
It's like, true.
They're not. And I was really disappointed in that.
Yeah. And we got the one that actually is like shaped like a chair.
But
all the beans have fallen out. Like, it no longer resembles a chair. I was like, what the heck?
And ours was guaranteed that it would keep its loft. Nope, did not.
Not so much. Yeah.
I mean, even the dog can't get comfortable in it now.
No.
It's really sad.
That is sad. So it's just a really good place to store clothing.
Yep, there you go.
But I mean, I think that all that to say, I mean, we think it's important, and to make that space, to get your kids involved with it, and to realize that kids' rooms aren't like, shouldn't be like the last thing on, you know, our list of decorating a house or making it feel homey. I think it should be more towards the top. We want our bedroom to feel homey, which that's probably the one that's at the bottom. We don't spend, you know, as much time focusing on that one. But I think it definitely has purpose in doing that for our children and being intentional. And whether it's, you know, finding artwork at the thrift store or furniture that you paint to, you know, there are little cheap things that you can do that can really make it feel personal to them. Ladies, one of the sponsors for this week's episode is FabFitFun. I was so excited when they contacted me because I have wanted to try FabFitFun since basically they started. If you aren't familiar with what FabFitFun is, it's a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It typically retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200. When the spring box arrived on my doorstep, it did not disappoint. Some of my very favorite products out of that box have been the Kate Somerville Exfoliate Treatment. I use it all the time in the shower. And I also really love my Free People Starry-Eyed Travel Eye Mask. You guys have probably seen the picture of me on Instagram. I just love that thing. And also all the Tarte lip glosses and lipsticks, and they were full size, you guys. It basically felt like Christmas right smack dab in the middle of my spring. So if you want to get a hold of the box and actually get $10 off your first box, you can go to fabfitfun.com and enter the code LOVELY10. With that code, it'll only be $39.99, and it's a really nice little way to treat yourself and get some really fun products that you may not have otherwise heard of. So go to fabfitfun.com and use the code LOVELY10 to get $10 off your first box.
So I'd like to offer some tips because
yes,
I don't know about you, but for me, when it came to planning the kids' rooms and really any room in the house, like it was overwhelming to me because I just knew the atmosphere that I wanted.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how to get there.
Yeah.
And I knew that I wasn't going to have the IKEA catalog or the Pottery Barn look. I knew that we weren't going to spend the money on it. And we wanted our kids just to not be rough with the furniture in their room, but know that we didn't want to constantly berate them. Like, don't do that on the couch. Don't do that on your bed. Don't do this. Don't do that. We wanted it to be homey.
Yeah.
And not a room with rules. Lots of rules, that is.
Yeah.
So what happened is I think my mother-in-law got really tired of hearing me talk about this, but not doing something about it. And she's very organized, and her gift is administration.
Okay.
And so, so this is what I would say is talk to a friend or talk to an in-law or a mom or something like that. Someone who kind of has the gift of administration, but also hospitality.
Mm.
And so you tell them, okay, this is what I want. I think there's a movie line. It's like, this is what I want. You know, and you go through like this list of things. So that's what I did. I told her, you know, I want an army theme. I want the boys to feel that they're superheroes or heroes. I want them to feel that being in that room makes them a stronger person. Mm. I want it to be easy for them to keep it clean, to have a desk, and to choose furniture that does not attract bed bugs. And so she took in all these ideas. So there's where the gift of administration comes. And she wrote them down for me. Now, it seems like, okay, Jody, you're an adult. You should be able to write this down. But, you know, like it goes back to the personality types.
Yeah.
Like, that's not my gifting.
Yeah.
And so I decided to bring someone else in because that makes it more fun.
Yeah.
And so she took that. And then she actually is the one who initially looked on Pinterest for me and created a Pinterest board.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's some people who actually like doing this and you don't have to pay them money.
Yeah.
So, you know, some friend, there might be a friend in your life who might enjoy that, or maybe it's you.
Yeah.
But like, I don't enjoy that. And so,
and I do enjoy that.
So that okay. So you don't need this advice. So this is for
is good. Yeah. I think it's good to like get, because I felt the same way about my homeschool course. For me, it was like, well, doesn't everybody just plan this way? You know, and my friend Katie was like, I have no idea what to do. And it's like, oh, okay. So this can be beneficial to people. So I think it's helpful to kind of give that, like those ideas for step-by-step how to do this.
Yeah. And so she, you know, had this list and that's mostly what I looked at. But then she created this boards for me that included, okay, this is how you camouflage, and this is if you like certain types of desks, these are the types of desks that you can do. And then there were certain like key like artifacts or heirloom pieces that I wanted to use. And so she actually found those items on Pinterest and how you could use them to decorate.
That's
And
awesome.
so we took that, kind of mushed it all together, and then ended up creating the kids' rooms, and really even like our family room and our school room and the kitchen and things like that. And I was able to piece a lot of what we already had, which is what the nester talks a lot about, and then create that atmosphere that I wanted. But it helped someone organizing it for me, or even if you have the gift of administration, just write it all down and then take that to create that look and feel that you want. And for the moms who like to control things, I want to encourage you, let your kids pick out their paint color. Like, it's their room. And I remember when Asher chose this lime, I remember thinking, oh my goodness, that is lime. But it ended up coming together, and I was able to talk him, let's use it as an accent piece.
See,
And then
that's
we
the key
act,
right there. Like, let your kids have input, but then guide them in how to use it more effectively.
And then the reality is you're teaching them a life skill by choosing paint color out and how it works together and how to bring things in. So you can actually turn this into a whole life lesson or a homeschool lesson or, all of the above, because they then walk through that process with you like an
I
adult.
agree.
And it's very, then they can, then it, they have that ownership in it.
I think that's really good. And a lot of those steps, too, we've kind of been doing all year long in the Patreon community when we've been going step by step through the homemaking, because each month we're focusing on a different area of the home. And that's a lot of why we're doing this episode, is because next month in June we're focusing on the kids' bedrooms. And so when we go through each room, we talk about like decluttering the space, cleaning the space, and then developing that vision for what the space can be. And there have been certain months where we've gone through just step by step and said, okay, today think about your walls. Today think about your lighting. Today think about rugs or flooring, or like think of all those pieces that you want to comprise the atmosphere that you're looking for. Think about, the kind of textures that you want to be present in the space. Shop your own house, like we call shop the room, like where you go and you pull things from other places that maybe aren't being used as effectively. And you can see how they could really bring in that texture or, the style that you want to in a different space entirely. And so it's kind of fun to see how women have walked through that process and then get better and better at those skills as they do it from room to room to room. And, now we're heading into 6 months in, being able to apply it to our kids' rooms too. Yeah, I
I
think
love
that's really
that
fun.
notion of shop your own house. Like, I love that. That's great.
I'm currently shopping
Or,
my mother's house.
yeah, I was going to
What can I
say,
get out of here with?
can we shop our friend's house too?
Seriously, that's funny. I like that. You could set up a whole swap with your friends.
And the good thing is, especially next month when you're focusing on that, I mean, it's going to be garage sale season.
Yes, I
And
can't wait for
so
garage sale season this year.
that's a great place to find stuff. Like, that's how we found our encyclopedia set, which is currently like where I put my drink. I have them all stacked up high, and it's butted up against a bookshelf. Boom, there's a $5 purchase that, is epic in information and serves as a table.
I know. That's where I'm really hoping, because I have a few more like nightstands and that sort of thing to get. And I am seriously hoping that I can win them at garage sales this summer, because they don't have to be perfect. I can throw a, layer of paint on almost anything and make it work for us. And so
Exactly.
I'm excited to see what we can find.
Yay. I can't wait to see all the pictures
I
you at the
know.
garage sale showing us.
And then when I finally get a place, that's when it's going to really get fun.
It'll be awesome.
Okay. Well, how are you currently cultivating loveliness? You did all that decorating, but what are you doing now?
I think I'm going to go with what we did today. We finally have spring in Indiana. It was funny because we were actually in Canada, and it was warmer in Canada than it was back here.
That's ridiculous.
I know it's insane because we were in Alberta first and then up in British Columbia. In both places, it was warmer.
That's
Insane.
crazy.
So, anyways, today was our first real full day back in Indiana, and it was warm out, and we needed to read our history. And the kids were like, let's go outside. And so they got out the blankets, and I was thinking, oh, this would be great for a tea party. And then I thought, well, if we have a tea party, then that means we're not going to end up reading the book. And so I was like, and we normally, well, we'll have Zevia, and it's moderately healthy. Healthy is probably a loose term, but it's not loaded with insane stuff that I know of.
It's like stevia soda pop.
Yes. And so we were out of it. But we did have this Ning's Red Zing product that Young Living has. So the kids got their little bubbly, and that means there were oils in it, which made me happy. And so I opted just to be like, hey, why don't you run and get that? And we'll read outside on the blanket, which I'm really not a fan of that because we have lots of ants. And so, but I chose to enjoy this moment. And because I ran with that moment instead of trying to make it perfect, like sometimes I try and do, they ended up surprising me with like they put oils all over my feet and gave me this epic massage. And we read the book in the sunshine and we giggled. And it was just really fun because I didn't try to make it this elaborate thing. You know, like the epic moment that I had to get on Instagram or anything like that. You know, I decided this doesn't have to be perfect. And if I don't get a picture from this, because I think in pictures now. I used to think in blog posts. Now I think in pictures. And I love capturing these moments and telling a story about it. But I decided I'm just going to live in the moment and enjoy my kids and be silly and let them be silly and do what they want to do. And it was fun and lovely, and I came in feeling so refreshed, and like that was a good moment. That was really fun. It was great, and it was lovely, and it was just sweet.
Mine is
What about
similar.
you?
Mine's similar. I mean, we went to the park last week and read on a blanket, and it was again like just very last minute, like, oh, we finally have nice weather. Let's go to the park. I grabbed just some bags of popcorn that we had, and it was just very simple, and we just went. But I mean, even more so than that one day, we're looking at kind of wrapping up our year of homeschooling, but also our homeschooling career, which is a hard one for me. And just kind of trying to, oh, this is where I've got to not get emotional. Trying to think about what I want, kind of their final memories of homeschooling to be. As much as I feel like there are big things that we still need to really drive home and hit on and everything, I know that kind of these final couple of months, I just really want their writing memories to be of us reading together. And so I've just been trying to do a lot more of that. And even if we get nothing else done or very little else done, that we spend the time doing the read alouds because I want them to remember mom sat with us and read. And so that's really what I've been focusing on and just hoping they remember. And we'll see. Time will tell. But it's just giving me a lot of pause and a lot of thought for next year, how to be connecting with them, even though, we won't be homeschooling anymore.
You know, and the lovely thing that you still have to look forward to is that reading and that snuggling won't have to stop even when they go to school.
It'll just look
Because
different.
it will look different, but you're still going to be their main teacher. You know, because you're their mom and you're shaping and molding them. You're the one who knows them so well because you're their biggest fan. And that no teacher, and this is coming from me being a teacher at one point, no teacher replaces that influence in a child's life. So it will look different, and I don't want to negate that, But I also want to encourage you that you still will have such an influence, and you can still create those snuggle moments when they get home from school and then on the weekends.
Yeah. And I'm trying to look towards that. Leah and I are actually going to do a whole episode about this whole big transition. But I'm really trying to look at, like, this is an opportunity for me to be more intentional with the time that I have with them. And it'll allow me to not have to have my attention split between different things, trying to be this work at home mom and homeschooling mom and, you know, all the stuff, but to be able to actually kind of compartmentalize things and really be there for them and be present when they are there. And that part of it, I'm looking forward to that, you know, this doesn't have to stop, like you're saying. I just need to figure out how it will work. And yeah. So, but we're doing that now. And so it is a lovely thing now, and it's sweet, and they ask for it. And I love that, you know, they're relying on that in their day too. So,
yeah. And because you kept it so simple, you're going to be more likely, you know, to keep doing it because it wasn't hard.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like, oh yeah, I can do that. So you can be spontaneous in those moments where I think sometimes, you know, we try and make it this big elaborate event of just reading a book.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Or trying to find the right questions to ask, or what curriculum or activity could I pair with this? And like, it's just, it's none of that. It's just enjoying good story together. And then a lot of the time there are great conversations that, you know, just naturally come out of reading those stories together.
Yeah.
But it's just allowing that to happen. So
yeah,
that's good. Well, thank you so much. Or what were you going to say?
I was going to say, what book did you read at the park?
We are reading from three currently. We're reading The World of Abraham Lincoln. So that's the point that we're at in history. Mm-hmm. And we're trying, even if that takes us all summer before they start school in the fall, I want to get through his life. And so that's been fun because it pulls from not just Abraham Lincoln, but like All Over the World by Genevieve Foster. Love that book. And then we're also reading The Perilous Road, which is a Civil War.
We're reading that too.
You are? No way.
Yes. Are you doing Beautiful Feet books?
I'm not.
Oh, wow. Those are the two books we have, those, both of those.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know she used, I kind of drew from a lot of different sources, but a friend had recommended that one to me for our Civil War studies. So
it's good.
It is good. Yeah, every once in a while, my daughter's like, hey, this is too much for me or whatever.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
Okay, go away. And then she ends up coming back and, okay, I'll listen again.
Yeah.
And then the last one is we're doing The Wonderful Wizard of Oz because we're prepping for the new podcast coming out in the fall, which there'll be more on that this summer as well.
Ooh, exciting.
But yeah, that's what we're starting with. And so that's been really fun because The Wizard of Oz has deep roots in my life.
Huh.
So it's fun. I've never read the book and it's so different and it's so fun to compare between the book and the movie and the play, because even the play is different than the movie. And so that's been really fun.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that story.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. All right, Jody. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me about kids' bedrooms and their importance.
Yeah, sounds like a silly thing, but it's actually really important.
Yeah, I really think so.
See ya.
All right. Well, you have a lovely evening, and I will talk with you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, obviously, Jody and I feel that kids' rooms are important and the spaces that we create for them, but we would love to see what you've done with your kids' spaces. You can share those in our Facebook group by just searching Cultivating the Lovely, and we would love to be able to see what you've done, what your ideas are, how you organize things, how you really personalize the space for your children. We think it would be super fun to be able to share with that and see what everybody's been doing. Also, this month, all the Patreon members have really been diving into creating an inviting entryway to our homes, as well as digging into our hobbies, kind of honing them down, figuring out what hobbies are really good in this season of life. What are the things we're really interested in? How can we find time for our hobbies? We have a whole worksheet filled with questions to help you really be able to assess your hobby life, because it's a vital part of self-care. So if you want to be able to get in on the discussion and also access those PDFs, we would love to have you become a Patreon member. You can go to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely, find out about all of our different levels, what we have to offer. We have the What Ingrid and Fiona Like podcast that is exclusive for Patreon members, and lots of other things coming over over the summer and especially into the fall that we would love to have you be a part of. So make sure you hop over to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely to find out more about that. For show notes from this episode, you can go to boldturquoise.com/066. And on the next episode, I am delighted to announce that Anne Bogle will be here, and we got to have a really fun, lively discussion about books and reading and how that can be a part of your hobby life. All right, ladies, until then, go be bold and gracious.